Once again, I'm very excited to be with you all.
真是很高兴再次能够跟大家在一起。
We are able to share God's word together.
我们可以一起来分享神的话语。 So
maybe we use this opportunity once again, we greet each other.
我们借着这个机会来互相的来个问候。
However, I would like to ask you to greet each other in a special way.
不过今天我们的问好的方式有些特别。
If you could, all right, only if you want.
如果你愿意，而且如果你可以的话。Okay,
when you greet each other, let us take off either the scarf or jacket on our body, on us.
把你的这个外衣或者你的围巾取下来。All
right, and I'm going to greet Yihan, and I'm going to ask him to wear my jacket. And now he is George. I'm Yihan.
现在我是George，然后这是Yihan。
All right, now if you're friends, you can do that. Or if you're boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, the family member, free, feel free to do that. Can we do that right now? No, you don't need to take off your shirt, all right? Okay, may we transfer our blessing to each other, okay?
好，我们这样就是把祝福带给互相。But
in a way, it's kind of strange because right now, maybe Yingling, maybe his wife will look at my back, looks like I'm Yihan.
现在大家可能看起来有点奇怪，因为George如果从后面看下去，好像就跟我一样。
Or maybe Michelle, my wife, look at him, well, Phil, well, is he my husband? Well, then, you know, we come to sometimes when we wear different things, we feel different. We're wearing other people's clothes. Okay, all right, let's get into today's sharing today.
好，那我们今天言归正传来看看今天我们要讨论的。
Do you know the theme of this church this year?
大家请问一下，知不知道我们今年我们教会的主题是什么？
The theme is building yourself on your most holy faith.
那今天的主题呢，就是在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里祷告。
The first part of the theme is building yourself.
这主题第一部分就是在至圣的真道上造就自己。
And on the most holy faith.
在至圣的真道上。
And what is the most holy faith?
那这个至圣的真道到底是什么意思呢？
This is a very, very abstract idea.
这个好像是一个很抽象的一个题目。
If today I pick a theme to be building your marriage upon sweet intimate relationship.
今天换一个题目，说是在这个甜蜜的爱情上造就一个美好的婚姻。
Or how to build up your wealth in stock market.
或者说是怎么样在这个股票市场上能够建造你的财富。
It certainly makes much more sense.
这样的话，这样的题目可能大家会觉得更加的有意义。
But today, if we say we're going to build ourselves on the most holy faith, immediately, you may have two questions. What is this faith about? And why is it most holy? In order to understand, I might use several Sundays, perhaps we can all come together and try to understand and try to comprehend.
如果那个真正的解释这个问题的话呢，我们可能会用几个星期的时间来一起探讨这个问题。First,
let's come to today's scripture reading.
好，那我们今天看看我们今天的这个读经。That's
a reading English first, then we all English speaker that all read together, then we're going to read in Chinese. All right, let's go. So God created mankind. That's English. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
Yes.
The Lord God made all kinds of trees to grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat it, you will certainly die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the trees that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die."
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“树园中树上的果子，我们可以吃；唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。”
"You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eye will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that what the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for
themselves. 蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便知神能知道善。”于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物。 也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃，又给他丈夫，他丈夫也吃了。他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花树果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。Then
the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God. He was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?"
耶和华神的面，耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”
The man said, The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate.
女人说,那时候引诱我,我就吃了。The
Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take some from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished them from the garden.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。耶和华神说：“那人已经与我们相识，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。”耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去耕种他所自出之土。
I think this is the most familiar story.
我想这是可能大家最熟悉的一段故事。
You have ever heard from the Bible.
从这个圣经里面听到的。
This story is very simple.
这个故事非常的简单。
There is a perfect creation.
神有一个美好的创造。
In the perfect creation, there's a garden.
在这个美好的创造里面有一个园子。
In the middle of garden, there are two trees.
在这个园子当中有两棵树。
And also, during the entire creation, God created Adam.
在这个创造之中，神创造了亚当。
And God made him a wife.
神又给他创造了一位妻子。
So there is one couple.
是一个很好的一对夫妻。
And they do have a job in this perfect creation.
他们在这个园子当中有他们的工作。
And throughout the entire process of giving them job, God also gave them one command.
在给他们这个工作的时候，神也给了他们一条诫命。
And in this one command, God said, you can do anything except make sure you follow this one command.
神说你们可以在这个园子里干任何的事情，但是切记一定要 遵守这条诫命。
And one day there is an animal appeared.
有一天呢，有一个动物出现了。
That is one serpent.
是一条蛇。
And he started to do one temptation to the woman.
他开始引诱这个女人。
And the couple conceived one rebellion.
这对夫妻呢就开始有一件事情来 悖逆的事情。
And at the end, God created two garments.
最后呢，这个神呢创建给他们做了两件衣服。
So this story is very simple.
这个故事非常的简单。
The command is telling the Adam and Eve, especially to Adam, is that when you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
这个神的诫命很简单，他就是对这个亚当和夏娃，特别是对亚当说，如果你吃这个分辨善恶树上的果子的话呢，你就会死。
So in this perfect creation,
在这个美好的这个创造当中，
in a perfect temperature,
在这个非常好的一个环境，
in a perfect harmony,
在这个非常和谐的气氛当中，
God did something extraordinary.
神做了一件非常奇妙的事情。
And this thing is beyond human comprehension.
这件事情是我们人没有办法猜测的。
He gave human a free will to choose.
他给了人一个自由的意思，选择的自由意思。
Even to an extent,
到了一个程度，
that whether or not they can obey him.
人都可以来选择是不是来遵守神的命令。
Unfortunately, according to the record in the book of Genesis,
非常不幸的是，根据这个创世纪的记载，
it tells us one day there's a serpent talked to the woman.
这创世纪告诉我们说，有一天有一条毒蛇跟这个女人说，
this serpent is Satan.
这条毒蛇的话呢，就是魔鬼撒旦。
And during in that dialogue,
在这个他们的谈话当中的时候，
our ancestor, which is Eve,
我们的祖先就是夏娃，
She accepted temptation from the serpent.
她接受了这样的一个引诱，蛇的引诱。
And what is this the temptation?
那这样的引诱是什么样的引诱呢？
Because the serpent told the woman, when you eat from it,
啊，这蛇就对这个女人说，如果你吃的话，
you will be like God.
你可以像神一样。
Wow, what a temptation.
啊，这是多么好的一个这样的一个引诱。
What the deal?
这是个非常好的一个主意，一个。
To be like God, the only thing you need to do is just eat the tree, fruit from the tree.
啊，要想成为神的样子，你只需要吃那个分别善恶树上的果子，你就可以。
Nothing else, just take it.
你不用做任何别的事情，就是吃那个果子。
In order to declare independence, self-ruling, and to be as good as God, they decide to rebel.
啊，人呢为了要成为能够成就自我掌权的这样一个生活的形态，他们选择了背逆神。
And they broke God's command.
他们真的是违背了神的诫命。
So they went ahead and ate the fruit.
他们就吃了这个分别善恶树上的果子。
Once they put this thought into action,
当他们这个吃果这样的一个想法成为一个行动以后，
sin entered the world.
这个罪就进入了世界。
Later on, they realized they were completely tricked and deceived by Satan.
然后他们就发现真是完完全全地上了这条毒蛇的当。
Why do I say that?
我为什么会这么说呢？
Simply, today, are you able to discern what's good and evil?
就说今天来说，我们大家能够真正的能够分辨善恶吗？
There are so many fraud in this world.
在这个世界上有这么多的一些虚假的事情。
We heard people being cheated, being lied.
我们听到有人说被欺骗，也听到人去欺骗人。
We are victims of all kinds of fraud.
我们也经常成为一些这些欺骗的一些
We don't even know our coworker, our neighbors, or even our family members saying something is genuine or not.
我们有些时候甚至于不知道我们最亲近的一些朋友或者是同事，他们说的是真实的还是虚假的。
Surely we didn't have the ability to discern, and we don't.
非常清楚，我们没有这样的能力能够来分辨这个善恶。
So the fruit did not bring them any more wisdom than they had.
所以可以想象，那个果子并没有给我们带来更多的智慧。
But only perverted their perspective of the world.
但是那个果子却扭曲了我们对世界的观念。
Because of the sin, people's perspective of life no longer centers on God.
所以因为这个罪恶。因为罪的缘故，我们人对这个生命的这个观念已经不是建立在神的身上，
but rather center around themselves，
而是建立在自己个人的身上。
One day I was driving on Route 9.
一天 George 在Route 9上开车。
I was driving and I turned my eyesight to my right side.
他在开的时候呢，他眼睛看着这个右边。
And I saw a girl was driving too, and she pulled down the visor.
他看到一个女孩。
And as she was driving, she was putting on lipstick. And look at the visor, there is a mirror on the visor. And immediately I know she might be in trouble. Really, within 2 seconds, immediately she bumped into the car in front of her. And I was looking, I almost bumped the car in front of me. You know, when we being deceived, when we become a self-centered world, we live in a self-centered world, our perspective of the world starts changing.
我们的这个世界观就有了改变。
And this girl constantly thinking about her appearance.
这个女孩子就所关心的就是她的这个外表。
She think about herself.
她只是想着她自己。
And I think about how she think about herself.
然后就在想着她在怎么想她自己。
The same way, when the self-declaring ruling come into the world,
当时这个我们自己要想管理自己的这个事情进入这个世界以后
，our view become perverted.
那我们的这个观念就开始被扭曲。
And they start to see the shame of their own nakedness.
然后他们看他们自身肉体的时候, 就觉得非常的不堪。
And the beauty, the original beauty, become distorted with their polluted mind.
他们在他们这个被扭曲的这个脑海里面, 他们以前的这个看到这个美好的身体, 现在也变得很丑陋。
Immediately, Adam and Eve, they want to manage this crisis themselves.
所以很快的话呢, 这个亚当和夏娃, 他们就开始要能够来, 控制这样的一个,危机。
Realizing exposing their shamefulness cannot make them presentable to others.
他们知道说他们这样赤身露体的时候呢, 这实在是有点不能大雅之堂。
They began to use fig tree leaves as material, weaving them into an apron to cover their nakedness.
他们开始就用这个无花果树的这个叶子呢，为自己编织了一个裙子。
The apron serves as a security blanket.
这个裙子就好像是成为他们的一个, 保护膜。
To get their painful reminder out of sight.
这样的话他们就不会忘记啊，就忘记他们这个丑陋的这一面。
Because when they see each other's nakedness, they will remember what they have done.
当他们看到这个互相看到这个赤身露体的时候呢，他们就可以想起他们当时已经做了一件什么样的事情。
So they rather have something to cover up to get this thing out of their sight.
所以他们想着掩盖这样的一个事实。
It is a self-defense mechanism.
这是一个自我保护的一个这样的一个, 反应。
Since we couldn't solve the consequence of sin, we just cover it.
但是因为我们没有办法真正的能够解决这个, 罪恶所带来的后果，我们只是来把它给罩住了而已。
Such covering still exists today.
这样的掩盖的话呢, 其实在我们现在的这个世界里面还是存在, 当今还存在。
Not only by external clothing,
不论是, 我们这个外在的这个衣物,
but a lot of time we do it by so-called achievements of this world.
很多时候的话我们是用我们外在的一些成就,
our wealth, external beauty,
或者是我们的这个财富, 或者是我们的美貌,
or being popular,
或者是以这个人非常的, 受欢迎,
good reputation or even religious piety.
或者是你非常的这个, 有很好的这个名声, 或者,
whatever can make us feel good, feel secure, to be protected.
我们就任何一些事情能够让我们觉得很安全。
We treat this as our security blanket.
我们用这样的一些东西来保护我们自己, 成为我们自己的一个保护膜。
But sadly, if we treat those as our security,
但是非常遗憾的是, 就是如果我们用这样的事情来成为我们的保护膜的时候,
we are deceiving ourselves.
我们其实是在自欺欺人。
Because we really don't know how much is enough to cover ourselves. How much money is enough to be secure? What can I do enough to feel safe and have peace? And we fall into a world of comparison.
我们就是成了一个这样的, 循环, 在这个互相的比较中的这样的循环,
and rivalry,
或者是一种欢, 欢宴当中。
And by comparing, we start to look at our fig tree leaves. My fig tree leaves is better than yours.
当我们这个进行比较的时候, 我们就会说, 看谁的这个无花果树的裙子编得比较好。
And we start to compare.
我们现在就比较说, 好像两, 互相的比较。
Just like when we are driving, we are supposed to look at the road.
就像我们在开车的时候,
but now our view is perverted. We have a mirror in front of our windshield.
但是因为我们的这个视觉, 我们的这个, 观念有被扭曲, 所以在我们的前面不是道路, 而是一个这样的一个镜子。
We constantly using that type of mirror to view ourselves to feel secure.
我们就是用那样的镜子, 能够让我们自己得到一种安全感。
People start to enter the world of jealousy and inferiority.
人就进入了一种这个, 嫉妒或者是自卑的这样的一种现实的,
or pride and self-pity,
或者是非常的一个自傲, 或者是这个,
end up the price is way too high to pay for the byproduct of the fig tree leaves.
可见这个, 无花果树的这个裙子真是带来一个很大的一个这样的, 副作用。
The irony is that Adam and Eve realized very well that all such effort was useless before God.
其实非常讽刺意义的就是亚当和夏娃他们知道他们所编的这个无花果树的裙子其实是在神面前没有任何的意义。
Showing themselves with the fig tree leaves will only reveal what they have done wrong.
叶子的裙子的话呢,
so in front of God, it makes it more, even more evident what they have done wrong.
哦, 在神的面前真的是一个欲盖弥彰的事情。
So what they do?
所以他们怎么办?
What did they do?
他们在干些什么, 他们怎么办?
They hid.
他们躲起来。
It's funny that they did that.
哦, 非常有意思, 他们居然会想着要躲起来。
Because it sounds like God has never seen them naked before.
因为好像这样说起来,
the real problem is they project their perverted mind into God's view.
这个问题的所在就是他们用他们自己被扭曲的观念来想,
they think what God might think.
他们在想说神可能会这样想,
and using their perverted mind.
用他们自己一个被扭曲的一个观念。
Today we are doing the same.
今天的话其实我们在做同样的事情。
We think what God might think.
我们在想说神会是在怎么想。
Without reading his own word.
我们在做这样的猜测的时候其实我们并没有来认真地读神的话语。
So here comes to a point. How does God view this incident?
所以呢我们想问一下这个神是怎么样来对这样的一件事情对这个他们吃无花果树吃这个三个树的这个果子这样的事情有个怎么样的反应。
So when God came,
当神来的时候,
and they were hiding behind the bushes.
这个亚当和夏娃呢,
God first asked Adam, where are you?
神就问这个亚丹说,
this doesn't mean God doesn't know where they are.
这个并不是说好像神不知道亚当他们在什么地方。
Because God is omniscient.
我们知道说神其实是应该是什么都全能全知的。
He's not only he's able to see everything.
他不单是能够看见所有的事情,
he's able to see through everything.
他也能够看透所有的事情。
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
听起来是非常的好像有点让人感到恐怖。
He did not say to Adam, get out, I know where you are.
他没有对亚当说, 哎, 亚当你出来, 我知道你在什么地方。
But he rather asked Adam, where are you?
相反的, 他问这个亚当说, 亚当你在什么地方呢?
He asked us, where are you?
他也仿佛在问我们, 我们在什么地方?
What's the purpose?
那神这样问的目的是什么呢?
God is saying, do you know where you are?
神想我们知道, 问我们说, 我们知道我们自己身处什么样的光景吗?
Do you know where you have put yourself into? What condition you are putting yourself into right now?
你把你自己放在一个什么样的光景中, 你知道吗?
God continued to ask.
神不停地在问,
who told you that you were naked?
谁告诉你你是赤身露体的呢?
Because Adam replied, I hid because I don't want to see you. I'm naked.
因为这个亚当当时他回答神说，他说我躲起来，因为我赤身露体，我不想见到你。
So God asked, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
所以神说，谁告诉你是赤身露体的呢？你吃了我不允许你吃的那棵树上的果子吗？
God is giving Adam and the chance to repent.
所以神是要给亚当一个这样的机会，一个悔改的机会。
Time to time, I realize God will through different circumstances.
很多时候我意识到这个神经过各种各样的一些情况。
God is asking me, George, do you know where you are? I'm waiting for you to repent.
神问我们每一个人说，你知道你在什么地方吗? 你知道你在什么样的光景吗? 神其实是在等着我们的一个悔改。
And God used every single opportunity and waiting for us to reply.
所以神借着所有的机会，每一个的机会来等待我们的回答。
Unfortunately, Adam replied, the woman, you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.
Yeah, 很遗憾的是亚当的回答是这个女人，你给我的这个女人，她给了我这样一些果子, 然后我。
In other words, I ate because the woman you gave.
这个地方可以看见说，另外一种说法就是说，你看我吃了这个果子，完全是因为你给我的这个女人。
So who is the source of the problem?
所以谁是这个问题的源头呢?
You, Mr. Lord, you are the one who gave me this woman.
是你呀神，是你给我这个女人。
How true, being evasive is the one attribute of our own sinful nature.
我们罪性当中真的是非常可见，我们真的有一个逃避罪责的这样的一个特质。
We do anything to protect our own image.
我们做所有的事情要来保护我们自己的这个形象。
But to admit our own wrongdoing and take upon the rightful consequences.
我们从来都不愿意去承认我们的罪，我们的罪，我们的错，来接受这个罪和错的这个结果。
Can you imagine right then Adam say to God, God, I did wrong. You found out. I'm so sorry.
你可以想象吗？如果当时亚当对神说，神，我做错了。Could
you please forgive me?
你能够原谅我吗？ 请你原谅我。
This made right. Rewrite the entire human history. God does desire to give people a chance to repent. Sadly, in addition to their first offense, Adam and Eve began to be evasive.
所以可见我们看到这个亚当和夏娃他们当时犯了这个罪以后呢，他们开始就回避他们的错误。
There is no trace of repentance.
我们看不到任何一丝丝的悔改。As
a result, God cursed the ground.
所以我们看到结果呢，神就诅咒了这块土地。And
add a pain to the childbirth.
让这个小孩的出生成为一个非常痛苦的经历。As
their punishment.
是作为他们对他们的一个惩罚。
But is this the rightful consequence of their wrongdoing?
但是这个是他们做的这个错事的一个正确的一个结果吗?
Didn't God say, for when you eat the fruit, you will certainly die? Didn't God say that?
神不是说过，你们如果吃这个分别善恶树的果子的话，你们就一定会死吗?
Eating of it, a form of rebellion, is sin.
这个吃这个分别善恶树的这个果子的话，其实就是一种
And it's clearly stated in the Bible, the wage of sin is death.
在圣经中我们非常清楚，写得非常的清楚，说这个罪的工价就是死。
Shouldn't God do what he said he would in order to be a righteous God?
神既然是一个公正正义的神，他是不是应该做他所说要做的事情呢？
So that they should really die.
那亚当和夏娃是不是应该真的去死呢？
If they didn't die, God's word is not fulfilled.
如果他们没有死的话，那神的话是不是就没有成就呢？
A just price is not paid.
这样的一个工价没有被付的话，
then it's no justice.
它是完全没有公义。
Just like when you go to a price chopper today.
就像你去这个一个 price chopper 这个商店，
you cannot pay some milk by 人民币。
你不可能用这个人民币这个钱去买这个食物。
You have to pay the exact US dollar to get something worth.
你必须要用这个美金，花同样固定的钱去买这个食物。
So if the wage of sin, their rebellion is death, where is the death?
如果这个罪的工价，这个悖逆的工价就是死的话，那这个死亡在什么地方呢？
So we have to look at this story. Where is the death?
所以我们要看这个故事，我们要问这个问题，那这个死亡在什么地方？
Of course, we realize Adam and Eve, they didn't die.
因为我们都知道亚当和夏娃在这个事情以后，他们并没有马上的死亡。
They continue to live a few hundred more years.
他们又活了好几百年。
And they have children.
他们也生养了众多的儿女。
Otherwise, we won't be here today.
如果不是因为他们，我们根本就不能存在这个世界上。
So we have to figure this out. What happened?
所以我们应该要想一想，我们要能够弄明白到底发生了什么样的事情。
Actually, when we look into Scripture, at least we can find out there are at least three types of death happening here.
当我们真的认真读这个经文的时候，我们发现至少有三种的这个死。
If you look at your bulletin, you will find out from here, verse 22.
如果你看这个第22节的话，第三章第22节。
And God and the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.
耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似, 能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。
It kind of saying if they eat the fruit from the life, tree of life, and they will become immortal.
啊，这就是仿佛就在说，如果他们吃了这个生命树上的果子的话，他们的生命就不会死亡。
In other words, right now the humans are mortal now.
但是我们知道，我们人都会有，人人都有一死。
We do not know how does this mean when before they ate, before their rebellion.
啊，我们不知道说，如果他们还没有这个违背神的这个诫命的时候，它意味着什么
？Were they immortal?
是不是意味着他们如果没有违背神的诫命，他们就是不会不死的呢
？We are not really sure.
我们其实不是很清楚。
But at least right now we are firm. Right now they are mortal.
啊，但是我们可以肯定的是，现在他们已经是是一个会死的生命。
One day they will die. There's a limit of their life now.
啊，他们的生命的寿岁是有一定的限制，到一定的时候他们会死。
Although their heartbeat did not stop right away.
Even though 他们，尽管他们的这个心跳没有马上的停止。
But their physical death will eventually come.
但他们身体的这个死亡总有一天会来到。
That's first type of death.
就是第一种的死。
The second type of death.
那第二种的这个死亡呢
？Right now they are cut off from the Garden of Eden.
他们已经和这个伊甸园已经失去了这样的一个亲密的联系。
Garden of Eden is where they can have an intimate fellowship with God.
在伊甸园的时候，他们和神之间有着非常美好的这个亲密的关系。
And now they can no longer stay in this garden to have fellowship with God.
他们现在已经没有办法在这个伊甸园当中能够和神有这样美好的交通。
What does this mean?
那这意味着什么呢
？They are still physically alive.
他们还肉体上他们还是活着的。
Let me give you one example.
这样一个例子。
For instance, if I have a cell phone.
啊，如果我有一个这样的啊手机的话。
And one day, my cell phone provider decide to cut off my cell phone connection.
啊，如果一天这个我们这个手机的这个provider 这个
电信局
他决定啊就砍断我们的这个信号的供应。
Does this mean your cell phone is dead?
那是不是说这个手机就已经死掉了呢
？Probably not.
啊，可能还没有不能这样说。
You may still use it as MP3 player.
你还是可以把它作为一个这个 MP3 的这样的一个播放机。
Or you can still use it as a notebook.
啊，你甚至可以把它当做一个这个notebook.
You can play game. You can use it as a calculator.
啊，你可以用它来玩游戏，或者用它来做一些简单的计算。
Or alarm clock.
啊，或者你用它作为一个闹钟。
It seems to be a multifunctional device.
啊，你可以看到它是一个多功能的一个这样的一个。
And even sometimes you can use it as a flashlight.
啊，你有些时候你可以让它当做一个这个电筒。
But the true function of this device being created for is gone.
但是这个真正的最基本的这个功能已经走离开了。
The basic value of this device is lost.
啊，我们已经失去了这个最基本的这个功能和价值。
To the cell phone provider, this phone has no value.
啊，从这个电信局的角度来说，这个已经没有完全没有用了。
In the realm of communication, this phone doesn't exist. It's dead.
啊，在这个通讯的这个角度来说，这个电话的话已经是不再存在了。
In the spiritual world,
在这个属灵的一个世界当中
，without communication to our Creator,
啊，如果我们没有办法能够跟我们的神有交通的话
，our life loses its meaning.
啊，我们的生命就没有任何的意义。
That's the second death.
这是我们刚才讲到的第二个死亡。
However, no matter how you explained,
但是不论你怎么样去解释
，people will say, "Well, Adam and Eve still live, breathe, and communicating."
啊，这亚当和夏娃他们还活着，他们还是呼吸，他们还是会生活。
They did not truly pay the price.
他没有真正的付上这个罪的代价。
However, in God's view,
但是在神的眼中
，actually, they have paid the price of their sin on that day.
其实那样的代价已经在那一天就已经被付掉了。
However, it is not done by their own death.
但他们付的这个代价不是亚当和夏娃他们自己付的
，but a substitute.
啊，是一个替代的。
From another innocent life.
是从一个完全无辜的生命。
Verse 21.
在这个21节,
the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
21节, 耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
This leather skin must be taken down from another animal.
这个皮子的话肯定是从某一个动物的身上取出来。
Blood must be shed in the process.
在这个过程中肯定会有流血。
There is a death of an innocent life.
肯定会有一个无辜的生命失去。
This is the very first death of since creation.
这是在这个创造以后的第一个的死亡。
This is also the very first sacrifice.
这是第一个的这个献祭。
Because according to God, without shedding of blood, there is no remission.
因为按着神如果没有流血的话, 这个罪就不得赦。
This innocent life was prepared by God for Adam and Eve on behalf of them.
这个神呢, 为这个亚当和夏娃, 提供了这样的一个, 无辜的生命。
The moment Adam and Eve worn this garment of skin on their body,
当亚当和夏娃他们穿上这样一个皮子做的衣服的时候,
when they wear it,
当他们穿的时候,
when God see them,
当神看他们的时候,
and God first, what God first see is the garment.
神看到的第一个已经是他穿的这件皮子的衣服。
So once I see Ethan, the first, I see my own suit.
所以当George看我的时候呢, 看到的是他自己的衣服。
And Ethan see me, he will see his own suit.
然后我看George的时候,
and when God see Adam and Eve, first thing he see is the garment he prepared for them.
所以当神看这个亚当和夏娃的时候, 他看到的, 他是亚当和夏娃身上穿的,
it's a sign and mark of death on them.
是一个死亡的这样的一个记号在他们身上。
The scripture tells us the word skin used in the original text is in a singular form.
这个圣经的这个原文呢, 说这个皮子啊, 是一个单数。
Symbolize there is only one animal being sacrificed and yet cover two people, that's the entire human race.
所以就表示表征着一个生命的死亡, 它能够遮盖, 亚当和夏娃, 遮盖整个的人类。
That innocent animal covers all.
所以一个, 无辜的生命, 遮盖了所有。
All the hard work done by Adam and Eve of weaving the fig tree leaves.
所以亚当和夏娃他们这个很辛勤的做这个, 无花果树叶子做的这个裙子这样一个过程。
Carries no value and has no effect for payment of their own sin.
所以在这个神的面前, 在这个赎罪的方面, 完全没有任何的价值。
Whatever they have done previously were worthless.
所以他们以前所做的一切都是没有任何的价值。
They cannot withstand the test of God and His requirements for justice.
这些完全没有能够经受这个神的这个要求，满足这个神的这个要求。
In the many accounts in the book of Genesis.
在这个创世纪中的很多的一些事情。
Adam, Eve, Abraham.
不论是这个亚当或者夏娃，或者是亚伯拉罕。
Sarah, Hagar.
或者Sarah，或者是这个夏甲。
They all did many things in their own way and tried to make their life decent or presentable.
他们做了很多很多的事情，想让他们生命能够看上去看得过去。
But only to no avail.
但是最后发现这些都完全的，这个是没有意义。
We all know it too well.
我们知道这样的事情，只是我们非常明白这样的一个事情。
The more things they have done,
他们越多，他们做的事情做的越多。
Our Lord need to go through bigger trouble to recover whatever wrong they have done.
所以我们的神的话, 其实要费更大的努力来真的是让我们改变我们所做的所有的错的事情。
Our own righteousness could only result in wasteland.
所以我们这个所谓我们的真意的话, 其实真的是都是一无所用。
The only reason Adam and Eve could survive here,
这个唯一的一个原因, 这个亚当和夏娃能够, 存活的唯一的原因,
because they were covered in a just payment, a death.
他们是在这个神的这个公, 这个, 一个赔偿下, 公正的一个赔偿下面呢，有个这样的隐藏。
The meaning of sacrifice is clearly defined here.
啊，这个赎罪和献祭的话呢，祭物呢，在这个里面有一个非常清楚的这样的一个定义。
An innocent life is die for the guilty and pay the price for the just punishment.
啊，一个无辜的生命呢，为着这个赔这个为了赎罪的缘故，为一个罪的人的那个死亡。
And when the living creature were hide themselves under a sacrifice.
啊，当这个一个人的话，如果他藏在这个献祭的祭物里面的时候
，a living thing hide under the sacrifice, and they appear to be living sacrifice.
当他们藏在这个祭物里面，他们自己就成为了活祭。
Adam and Eve needed to face the consequence of their sin before God.
啊，亚当和夏娃呢，他们真的是要面对这个啊这样的一个他们做的这个卑劣的事情的这样的一个结果。
God prepared a garment of skin not only to cover their shame.
啊，神呢做了这样的一个皮子的衣服，不但是为了能够遮盖他们的这个啊羞耻身体。
But also symbolized and foretold the payment of their sin has been satisfied.
也是成为一个记号，这是他们罪孽的一个一个付出的一个代价。
In the same way today, each one of us, we must face God.
啊，也是同样的这个道理，我们每一个人都要能够面都要面对神。
We must have a dealing with Him regarding to our own sin.
啊，我们也需要真的是在神面前来对付我们自己的罪。
The thing is, are we able to pay for the wrong and the sin?Sinful thing we have done.
啊，我们自己能够有这样的办法，能够为我们所做的一些的错的事情，能够付上代价吗
？Our effort of weaving fig tree leaves carry no value.
啊，我们所做的一切的努力，仿佛都是在为我们自己啊编织这样一个无花果树的裙子，是没有任何的意义的这些事情。
Yet, like thousands of years ago.
啊，但是就像啊几千年以前
，How God has prepared a garment for Adam and Eve.
神为亚当和夏娃准备了这样的一个皮子的衣服。
He also prepared a garment of skin for us.
他也为我们预备了这样的皮子的衣服。
He is waiting for us to wear it.
他真的是为我们做了这样的衣服，让我们来穿戴。
Waiting for us to claim it.
他等着我们来领取这样的衣服。
The garment is Jesus Christ.
这样的一件衣服就是耶稣基督。
A perfect sacrifice,
一个完美的一个献祭
an innocent life,
一个完全无辜的生命
die for us for our sins,
为着我们的罪而死
we can wear it by faith,
我们凭着信心我们可以穿戴这样的
by accepting him in our heart,
我们来接受他进入我们的生命当中
by letting him to be our Lord,
接受他成为我们生命中的主
by putting Christ.By putting on Christ,
我们穿戴着这个基督。
When we put on Christ,
当我们穿上基督的时候。
When God sees us,
当神看我们的时候。
He will see the garment first.
他看到的是那件皮子的衣服。
When He sees His only Son,
当他看到他的自己的独生的爱子的时候。
His righteousness will be satisfied.
他的公义就得到了满足。
And He will be content to accept us.
他能够满足，能够来接受我们。
And because he accepts us,
因为他接受了我们
，we have a chance to regain the communication with our God.
我们又能够再一次的和我们的神建立美好的这个交通。
The cell phone that once was disconnected.
啊，我们这个手机这样一个断了线的手机，曾经断了信号的手机。
Now the number has been reactivated.
这电话号码又重新的启动。
The cell phone right now regain its original value.
这个手机呢，又重新能够得到它本来应有的这个价值。
For those of us who accept Christ,
所以我们在座的每一个人，我们如果能够接受基督耶稣
，Let us be clear in our mind.
能够让我们在我们的脑海中能够清楚明白。
In the spiritual world,
在这个属灵的世界里
，all the angelic beings,
啊，所有的这个。
灵界的活物
灵界的
They are seeing us as we are wearing Christ.
当他们看我们的时候，觉得看到我们是穿戴着基督。
We behave according to what we wear.
我们的行动是根据我们所穿戴的。
I will not go to Metropolitan Museum by wearing swimming trunks. Or I go to Lincoln Center for a music concert by wearing pajama. I will not play basketball by wearing my suit, especially Yihan's suit.
也不会穿着这个遗痕的这个西装的去打篮球。
If we now we know we are actually in Christ and wearing Him,
如果我们知道说我们现在是在基督里，我们穿戴着基督，
it should change our view of our life.
我们应该改变我们对人生的这样的一个看法。
And change our perspective and behavior of this world.
也会改变我们对世界的看法。
I will say two things how we will change.
好，那我这里呢，我会讲两件事情来关于我们怎么样的改变。
As to ourselves, when we know that we are wearing Christ,
对我们自己来说，我们知道说我们穿戴的是基督。
Now we are confident, knowing that we can come to God anytime.
我们有这样的一个确据，我们知道说我们可以来到神的面前。
We can pray to Him.
我们可以向他祷告。
His word and His blessing can communicate and can flow to me.
他的话语，他的祝福能够临到我们。
And my prayer can go to Him.
我们的祷告也能够达到他的座前。
And now we are living in a grateful, and we should also have a grateful attitude about our life.
我们也应该有一颗感恩的心。
Because this garment is not prepared by ourselves.
因为这样的一个赎罪的这样的一个衣服呢，不是我们自己所预备的。
It's prepared by God.
是神为我们预备的。
Just like Adam and Eve's garment is not prepared by themselves, it's prepared by God.
就像亚当和夏娃他们的这个皮做的衣服不是他们自己做的，是神为他们预备的。
And we will no longer be troubled by the business of fig tree leaves weaving.
我们也不需要再为着这个无花果树叶子这样做裙子这样的事情而烦恼。
The value of our life is no longer based upon how good I can weave my apron.
我们这个生命的价值也不跟我穿的这个裙子有多漂亮有关系了。
It's solely based on the garment.
完全是依赖于我们穿的这件皮子的衣服。
And we should know our eternal value once again right now has been once again been discovered.
我们又再一次地发现了我们人生命当中的最永恒的价值。
And also, we must know the price of this garment is so great.
我们也应该真正地明白我们这个穿着这个旧恩的这件衣服是多大有多大的价值。
We must live a life that is worth of the clothing.
我们真的是要过一个我们的生命呢，是像我跟我们的这个穿戴的这个旧恩的这件衣服能够相称。
Just like Paul said, let your manner of life be worthy of gospel of Christ.
就像这个保罗说的说，让你的这个生命的话和这个基督的这个福音相称。
I will not fix the sewage pipe by wearing the garment.
我不会穿着一个这个很漂亮的衣服去修我的这个下水道。
And therefore, let us change our heart of where we go.
所以我们应该能够改变我们的想法，改变我们的心思。我们要去什么样的地方呢？
How I speak.
我们应该怎么样去说话？
What I see.
我们应该看什么样的东西？
What I hear.
我们应该听什么样的东西？
Because I have to be conscious. I'm wearing something.
我们应该知道。
With a great price.
因为我们心中应该明白，我们穿戴的是一个有无限价值的东西。
And we have to do our best to be worthy of the clothing we are wearing.
我们应该让我们的生命跟我们所穿的这件旧书的衣服能够相称，价值相称。
We don't work to earn this clothing.
我们不是因为我们的劳作能够来得到这件衣服。
But once we have this clothing, we have to live a life, a lifestyle that's worthy of the clothing.
但是当我们拥有这件衣服的时候，我们愿意我们的生命跟我们这件衣服能够相称。
No matter how good English I can speak, doesn't earn me a status of American citizen.
不论我的英文说的有多好，这个没有办法能够让我得到这个美国的这个公民的身份。
The reason why I'm an American citizen today is purely because of my father.
George 他能够成为公民的原因是因为George的爸爸。
There's nothing I have done.
他没有做任何事情他自己。
And however, when I realize today I'm an American citizen,
当他意识到他自己成为一个美国的公民的时候，
I have to try my best to learn English.
他就会很好的去学习英语。
So I can enjoy this American life.
他能够真正的享受这个美国的生活。
And other perspective we will change when we are wearing Christ.
从另外一个方面，当我们穿这件衣服，我们应该有什么样的改变的时候？
And is how we see other people.
那就是我们怎么样看待别的人。
When I see other people are wearing Christ.
当我们看到别的人，他穿戴着这个基督的时候。
I realize this person has been redeemed by God with a great price.
我们可以看到这个人已经因为神的恩典能够得到救赎。
I should cherish him and respect him.
我们应该真的是能够尊重这样的人。
Because God paid a great price for that person.
因为神已经付上了极大的代价为这个人。
If the person has been forgiven by God,
如果神已经原谅了这个人的话,
shouldn't I forgive him?
那是不是我也应该来原谅他呢?
Because God already covered him.
因为神已经覆盖了这个人。
The other thing we have to think about when someone else is wearing Christ.
另外一个事情我们也考虑说当人家穿戴这个基督的时候,
we should have peace and confidence.
在心中的话应该有平安。
That person, that brother or that sister,
那位弟兄或者那位姐妹,
has already a mark of God's salvation.
他已经有这个神的救赎的这个印。
He or she is under the protection of God already.
弟兄或者姐妹已经在神的这个保护之下。
In a way, I think about her, I think about him, I can have a lot of concern for the person.
尽管有时候可能我们会有一些担心。
But we should never worry to a point that we couldn't live our life. Because God will love that person as a mighty power on that person much more so than we can do. So we can relax. We know our children, our parents, our friends are under God's protection. We should no longer lose sleep for our loved one if they are wearing Christ. He is the keeper of their souls. We have to let our unnecessary worries go, for they are in good hands. May we lay down all the burdens of having fig tree leaves on us as our security, our value, and our protection. Let us enjoy and treasure the new leather jacket God has provided for us. That is Christ. A great value being paid. And now we are wearing it. Let us remember how should we live. When we wear it,
当我们穿戴基督的时候,
our life should reflect
我们的生命应该能够来表现,
this garment.
来表达这个我们穿戴的这个, 救赎的衣服。
Let us bow our head and pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
And Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们真的是感谢你。
We, through the story,
通过这样的一个故事,
we have a glimpse of your gospel.
我们真的是能够看到一点点你的福音。
May you change our life.
求你能够改变我们的生命。
Let us realize
能够让我们真正的明白,
wherever we go, no matter at school, at work,
不论我们去什么地方, 我们去学校或者去上班的地方,
in our house, 或在, in our bedroom,
在我们家中, 在我们的卧室里,
on our computer,
或者在我们在电脑前工作的时候,
on the road,
或者是在路上,
we are wearing Christ.
我们是穿戴的是基督。
A great price you have paid for us.
你为这件, 基督的袍子付上了极大的代价。
For this, we thank you.
为此我们献上我们的感谢。
May you continue to change us.
求你继续的改变我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.